USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You can count Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, as two of the 70 million Americans that have early voted already. The former vice president and his wife early voting in Delaware on Wednesday. Meanwhile, President Trump campaigning in Bullhead City, Arizona.
The vote for me is the vote for massive middle class tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders, and American energy independence. It's what's going on. It's a vote to support our police, support our military, defend our Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump with one more stop in Arizona, the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China. Hurricane Zeta is gaining strength. The National Weather Service says a Category 1 storm's maximum sustained winds have increased to 90 miles an hour as it barrels towards the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The Democrat governor saying the storm is expected to hit New Orleans later today. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Arizona is a state President Trump won in 2016. The president is trailing currently to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden by 3 percentage points in the state, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. As far as what's changing in Arizona, Republican strategist Stan Barnes tells Fox News,
"We are changing. And it's not linear. We're just evolving. And the state is a little less Barry Goldwater of the old days and is a little more reflective of the national divide."
Arizona Democratic Party Chairman Felicia Rotinelli on why President Trump is having 2 rallies in the state today.
The reason Donald Trump is coming to Arizona is because he's desperate and he knows he's losing the state.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris will also be in the state, drumming up support for early voting in the state. When your flight is delayed, but your baby's birth is not.
According to airport officials at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, a baby was born just outside a terminal. Officers from the Department of Public Safety, DPS, jumped into action to help deliver the baby. Airport officials said both the mother and the baby are doing well. The baby is believed to be the first child ever born at DFW Airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.